voter ID on next month's ballot, a new settlement over water pollution from poultry companies, and the Osage Nation has a new chief. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Logan Layden. Oklahoma voters will choose whether to enshrine voter ID requirements into the state constitution during runoff elections next month. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more.
Showing voter identification has been a routine part of casting a ballot in Oklahoma since 2010, when it was approved by voters. It's part of state law, but now Republican lawmakers are hoping to enshrine it into the Constitution via State Question 846. But the state question has a provision allowing the legislature to tweak rules for a valid form of identification, and it's made some Democrats bristle, including Del City Representative Andy Fugate.
That won't be the end of it, that you will see a future legislature that will begin to monkey with the law in ways that marginalize people who have every right to vote.
Fugate says it's an extraordinary power for lawmakers. It could mean more restrictive voting laws in the future and easier wins in court when they're challenged. I'm Lionel Ramos.
And for more on what to expect on the August 25th primary election ballot, visit KGOU.org. Oklahoma has reached a new settlement with all six remaining poultry companies in a longstanding lawsuit over water pollution from bird waste. Grayson Wheeler has more on the agreement, which could bring the 21-year-old legal saga to a close.
The lawsuit began in 2005, and the state has been negotiating a solution with the poultry companies since 2023 with no end in sight. Now, Tyson, Simmons, and four other companies have signed on to a new settlement, which amounts to nearly $44 million, largely for a cleanup fund. The companies also agree to steadily reduce the fraction of their poultry waste spread in the watershed over the course of 7 years. Four of the companies had agreed to earlier settlements, but the federal judge on the case rejected the agreements for failing to adequately address the issues in the Illinois River watershed. If the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals approves the new settlement, it will replace the judge's order, which the companies have appealed. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
After a dozen years, Osage Nation has a new chief. Thomas Wablo reports he and other tribal officials were inaugurated over the weekend.
Joe Tillman is the new Osage Principal Chief.
Standing before you today as Chief of the Osage Nation is the honor of a lifetime. It is my dream job. And I call it a job intentionally because leadership is about more than holding a title. It is about doing the work, and that is exactly what I intend to do as your chief.
Tillman is a former Osage Congress member and served as Speaker from 2019 to 2020. He was inaugurated as Principal Chief at the Osage Casino and Hotel in Tulsa Saturday alongside members of the tribe's incoming Minerals Council and Congress. He replaces outgoing Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear, who filled the role for 12 years. Standing Bear was elected to the Minerals Council, where he and seven other members will oversee the tribe's 1.5 million acre minerals estate. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
John Shaw was inaugurated as the tribe's assistant principal chief. He's held multiple leadership roles for Osage casinos in the past 20 years. And for more local news throughout the day, follow KGOU on social media and visit our website, kgou.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.